desire of a friend. If I had known just how it would end, I'd have turned around and run away right then from the nigger. Not the kind of girl you'd want your folks to meet. Everybody kept calling her cheap, and most of my friends were too proud to speak. To a nigger, how could I know that her lips were so big, and how peacock hairdressing smelled on a jig? Didn't know, 'cause I couldn't see. I'd pick me up a nigger as black as could be. She said we'd be happy, just the two of us. I went along, didn't raise any fuss, to ride in the back.